Father God, we bless you and we thank you on this day, the servants that we are, God, coming before you, Father God, to declare and decree the things in you of victory, Father God, for our brothers and sisters, declaring our faith, strengthen in our hope, strengthen in our belief that all things are possible, Father God, for this is what you said, that we can do all things through you. So we move forward in this belief and in this faith, Father God, calling the things that be not as though they were, standing in the gap for people, Father God, who might have fallen, Father God, but through us, we can all hold on to each other, pulling one another up. So we declare and we decree again our faith and our strength and our strength and in our belief, Father God, that all things or yes and amen, that all things are in the rightful order that they shall be, Father God. For you said, Father God, is in your will that we live to prosper, that we live to be healed, Father God, that we live to hold on, Father God. Nothing being of a no, Father God, in a dark time, Father God, but things even being of yes, Father God, in this time, Father God, seeing only hope, only peace, Father God, in this time. So we declare and we decree all things being favorable, all things being victorious, Father God, for we are more than conquerors in even this hour, Father God, and we rejoice and we believe, Father God, for we don't see anything but the answer, Father God, for you've given us power each and every moment, each and every day, Father God, and we hold on to this, Father God, and we don't see anything to the left, to the right, or to the right, but we see all things, Father God, as a yes and amen. We give your name the praise, and we're holding up the light, Father God, holding up the banner, Father God, for Jehovah Jireh is our provider, Father God, and we are healed even in Jesus' name, giving your name always, always the praise. Amen and amen.
Amen. I'm going to open up the line and let's bombard heaven praying over in the Holy Ghost. Amen.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks again and praise and honor and adoration, Father. We bless and extol your name tonight and send, Lord, to you be all the glory and the praise for hearing and answering prayer. We thank you for every prayer that has been answered. We thank you for the healings already provided, my God, and those you are raising up, my God, out of the dead. We thank you, Father, for the victory that in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved. We thank you, Father, that thou art a shield for us, and you are the glory and the lift up of our head. And we bless your name tonight, Father, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ applied. Because, Father, we decree that we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testament. Not consider life even unto death, because, Father, we shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. We thank you, Father, for our spiritual leaders, my God. That, Father, your angels is surrounding them. And, Lord, you will grant them, Lord, renew strength and wisdom and knowledge and understanding and vision, my God. And in the great provision that you are with Jehovah Jireh, our infinite source of supply. We thank you for the blood that will cover everyone on this line, Father, every family. And we thank you for your angels, my God, even though, Father, with your name that you are assigned, even, Lord, around Guam, my God, and around America, Father. In the name of Jesus, even, Lord, every hot spot we bring, you know every area of, my God, and every plan. My God, you are able to thwart them and bring them to naught, because you said, Father, Lord, the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. In the name of Jesus. But we know, Father, you hear the righteous cry, and your ears are attended to our prayers, my God. And Lord, we thank you because we know your prayer hearing and answering, God. We thank you for your hands that are outstretched still. We thank you, Father, for your golden scepter, Lord. Lord, that you are appointed even to our Zoe ministry. The Zoe ministry partners, my God, and everyone is connected on this line and their families there you're covering. Even those, my God, in Europe, Father, Lord, you've been a hedge of protection around their lives. Even those who are traveling, my God, you're still a return of refuge on each everlasting arms. So we thank you, Father, for, Lord, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, as much we know, Father, our labor is not in vain in you. And we thank you, Father, that you give us strength to those who are weary, so help us, my God, not to be weary in well-doing, nor in due season we shall reap if we faint. And we thank you for life, 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 for the healing, my God, of those that are in hospital, the sick and afflicted, my God, you're raised up, even Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. We thank you for the brand new heart that she already received from you, my God. And we give you glory and praise for even the others that are sick and shut in, my God, you're healing and you're raised up even now. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit, my God, ministering angels, that you're ministering to us even now. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to come again before you on this morning to pray, be a part of this prayer group. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives, God, and we thank you for granting us peace. We thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace and your loving kindness, God. And I ask you, Lord, to please remember your people, God. Remember your people. And Lord, you said if you be lifted up from the earth, you would draw all men. And we know that meant your raising from the dead. But God, we also know that if we could point men to Jesus Christ, they would be saved. So God, I ask you, beg you, God, to please allow us to be examples so that men will be saved and turn from their wicked ways. Thank you, Father, for your loving kindness, your tender mercy. And thank you for each and every person on the line, God. Ask you to grant them peace, grant them prosperity. Bless the prophets, Lord. Bless the master prophet and prophetess Deborah, even while they are journeying, traveling. Give them safety and peace. And thank you for the moving of your spirit among all of us, God. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is still in the land. Still in the land. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, God, for forgiveness. Touch our hearts, God. Touch our minds. God, cleanse us from our sins. And thank you, Lord, for your mercy. God, I also ask you to remember all of the prophets, even those who are not on the line tonight, bless them in a mighty way. God, strengthen them, prosper them, keep them in your word, God. We know that these are trying times, but God, we know that you are the answer. You have the answer for everything. You are in control, Lord. And so we thank you. We look to you, our Savior, our healer, our divine protector. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And thank you for granting us peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, God, Almighty Power One, oh God. We want to give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, oh God. And without you, we are nothing, God. We thank you, God, because truly you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and last is and always will be, oh God. And God, we thank you for increase in our faith, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly you are our constant helper, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you give us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for keeping our thoughts fixed on you, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, that our words and our actions reflect, continually reflecting on your love, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. Oh God, and also we thank you, God, for relationship healing, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for helping us to live together and in the country, God, this country, helping us to live together in unity, oh God, and keeping us from jealous of race and class, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for even the president, oh God, and continue to give him wisdom and strength, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for giving all your people of authority, God, wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. Continue to help them, oh God. Oh God, and thank you, God, that we have peace here on earth, oh God, as you would have us to, oh God. And God, we thank you for letting our conscious mind be clear, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for giving us even courage and letting us be courageous and taking risks for you, oh God. Oh God, and we thank you, God, for giving us allowing us to be here in this wonderful country that you have made, giving us this privilege, oh God, and we thank you, oh God. And thank you, God, that we are prosperous, and thank you, God, that we are the head only, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over all your people, over their loved ones, their children, their families, oh God. And God, we want to thank you that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh God. And thank you for keeping the enemy under our feet, oh God. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the precious Holy Ghost, in your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, you are an awesome God, and I praise your name, Father God, as we all stand here together, united as one, Father God, lifting your name in worship, Father God, and praise, Father God, but with declarations, Father God. And we're here to decree and declare healing for our brothers and our sisters, Father God, in this day. For the ones that cannot speak in this hour, Father God, verbally, but mentally they can, Father God. And we thank you for connecting, Father God. We thank you, God, for even Cynthia Dawson, your daughter, our sister, on this day, Father God. Thank you for complete healing, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the miracle on the way, Father God, for we see it and we say it, we claim it, Father God, even with her, Father God, on this day. I'm asking, Father God, and I'm decreeing, Father God, a home, even for those who do not have a home in this hour, Father God. Sister Rosalind Smith, Father God, bring peace. Thank you for the peace, Father God, that's becoming real in her life, Father God. Her homelessness, Father God, God. And I thank you for Ronald Blake, Father God, his complete recovery. I thank you for his healing. Thank you for the Robinson family, God, their complete healing with the son, Father God, in the mind, Father God. I thank you for Mr. Jodas Washington for keeping him in this hour. I thank you for our seniors here on this day, Father God. Just strengthen them, Father God. I thank you for all those that are coming around them, that's giving them hope and strength in this hour, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the covering upon the children. And I thank you, Father God, this day for our Archbishop Bernardi Jordan, Father God, and our pastor and our leader, our leaders here today, Father God. Thank you for covering them and speaking through the prophets, Father God. And everyone that's on this line today, Father God, that we might not know, but you know what the situation can be. We thank you for answering the call, answering their cry, Father God, and strengthening their faith, Father God. For you've always been there, Father God, from day one to right now, Father God, and even beyond. You're always here, Father God, and thank you that we can come to you. Thank you for the comforter, that we can go to the Holy Spirit, and he can just guide us as well, Father God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, Father God, who stood in the gap for us, God. We give your name always the honor, the glory, and the praise. We lift your name, God. Amen.
Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. And Father God, we come to you on this night of just to say thank you, just to say thank you for allowing us to be in your presence, God. Father God, I've come to you and ask that you you use us in a mighty way, God. Use us in a way that we are able to reach the world, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for the things that you're doing in my life and in my family's life, God. I thank you, God, for the favor and the increase around business and entrepreneurship ideas, God. I thank you, God, for your restoration and how you're restoring those things back to us as a people of God. I thank you, God, that we are able to stand in love even when in the midst of the things that are happening in this country, God. Father God, we come against all hate and fear in the name of Jesus. We come against anything that is not like you in the name of Jesus, because we have the power to plead the blood of Jesus over anything and everything around us, God. Father God, you get the glory and you get the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Prophet W.B.
Amen and amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love, Lord God, that is unending. Lord, we thank you that you would continue to choose us each and every day. Lord, we are honored, Lord God, to walk this journey, to live this life, Lord God. We thank you for the angels of protection that extend beyond our lives, but the lives of our family and our friends and our communities, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you would continue to make yourself visible, make yourself known in our lives, that the miracles overflow, that the blessings, Lord God, have bestowed upon us. Lord, I pray in this season, as you move us into our next level of consciousness, into our next level of increase, Lord God, that we would come into a deeper understanding of who you are and who we are in you, Lord God. Lord, I pray that your healing hand would continue to raise up those who are hurt, Lord God, that we continue to touch those who are in pain, that we touch those and heal those, Lord God, who are seeking you more than ever in their physical, in their emotional, in their mental, and in their spiritual, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the community and the opportunity to speak a word that comes forth, Lord God, to be able to speak and manifest the things of God in our lives. We thank you for that power, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray lastly for our households, Lord God, that Holy Spirit be the foundation, be the moving factor, be the leader, the guidance in our households, between marriages and couples and children and parents. Lord, I just pray that your will be done in every area of our life. We thank you for the victory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pastor,
thank you, Jesus. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise should continue to be in my mouth. And Father God, I thank you right now that as 2 Chronicles 7:14 would say, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, hallelujah, and forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. And Father God, I come before your throne of grace, and I thank you, Father God, that you are touching our land. You are healing our land, our country, God, all over, hallelujah, over the country, God, every city, every state, every county, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing healing, God, and restoration, every community, every school, every, hallelujah, every college right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over our country right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you're toning down the violence in the world, God. In the name of Jesus, tone it down, God. In the name of Jesus, and Lord Jesus, be our peacemaker. Tear down every wall of partition right now, and be our peacemaker in the name of Jesus. Tear down every wall of partition and right now, Father God, and when it comes to a color, hallelujah, and cultures, God, in the name of Jesus. Tear down what walls of partition, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, even when it comes to our religion, God, tear down walls of partition, God, in the name of Jesus. I decree miracles and breakthrough, hallelujah, in the lives of your people right now. You said, Lord, Father God, in Jeremiah 17:14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. And for thou art my praise. And Father God, I thank you right now. I stand on that, God, that by your stripes we are healed right now. Heal right now, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Touch her from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. God, touch every sick and shut him in the vision right now. I decree a miracle right now. I thank you, Father God, for Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, Lord. Let the, hallelujah, Jehovah Rapha presence flood their, hallelujah, their surroundings, God, in the name of Jesus. Let it flood their bodies right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, I decree miracles and breakthrough right now. I thank you, Father God, for Jehovah, hallelujah, Shalom, the God of peace, God. Let it begin to flood, hallelujah, our country right now. Let there be peace, God. We decree it, we declare it, and we speak it right now. It is so. Hallelujah. Amen. It is so in the name of Jesus. I thank you for every prophet right now in this line. Right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that right now, God, that you will begin to cause wealth right now to be transferred to your people. Because God said, you said in your word that the wealth of the wicked is laid up from the righteous, God. And I thank you, Father God, that there be a transfer of wealth to your people, God, that we may build your kingdom, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You said that you give us power to obtain wealth. You said you shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You also said if we give, it shall be given unto us. Good measure, pressed out, shaken together and running over, and you will cause men to give unto our bosom. And we decree that promise right now in the name of Jesus. You also said, Lord, you will give us seed to sow and bread to eat, Father God. And we decree that right now in the name of Jesus. God, you say you will give us daily bread. And we decree that right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you get ready to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, God. We thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, E. Bernard Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and their family, Lord, their grandchildren. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for the increase in the abundance that is coming into their life, God. In the name of Jesus, let there be no lack, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against lack right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for breakthrough, victory, and turnaround in the lives of your people right now. In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you for every utterance. We thank you for every declaration. We thank you, Lord God, that for everyone on the call, we bless every home that's represented, every family. We thank you for healing and restoration and repair. We thank you, Lord God, that the waste places and the desolate places are rebuilt. We thank you, Lord, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, for you've anointed us to preach. You've anointed us to heal. You've anointed us to speak your word. And we thank you, Lord God, that every word that has been, every utterance that has been declared, that no word shall fall to the ground, because you said before one jot or tittle of your word fail, heaven and earth will pass away. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, people of God, we thank you for standing with us once again. I know Pastor is pleased and